Tuesday, Bob and Mac's favorite day of the week. I don't know why Mac got paired into this. By the way, happy engagement day to you and Miss Jen.
Oh, thank you very much.
Just saw the Facebook post.
Yep. 20 years ago, maybe it was? No, not 18,
I think it was
18, 19,
is what the
something
said.
Like that. Yeah. It's interesting because
rock and rock.
Bob's hair was an amber brown.
I know.
Now it is silver fox.
We'll have children. Have children.
Do a show that starts at 6 in the morning for 15 years.
Yeah, have children get up at 3:45.
Like
yeah.
The Obama picture of first day in office versus last day in office.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, first day here versus today. It's completely night and day different, but I wouldn't trade it for the world, man. I really would. I got a great wife and great kids, and today's the last week of school. This is the last week of school and doing all that kind of stuff. Summer is upon us, and so, yeah, I'm excited.
Has
and
Winnie surfaced yet?
Not really, no. Okay. I think it was in the bathtub yesterday, and then was in one of the showers yesterday, and then was under a chair this morning, and, you know, it sucks, man. I feel bad for her. Like, she won't even come out and go to the bathroom without being on the leash. Like, she feels like she's protected walking around the yard or whatever.
You know storms are bad when dogs want to be leashed.
Yeah.
Put
it on, take me out, you know. My wife, you know, mentioned that our anniversary day of getting engaged or whatever we celebrate, right? Last night she's like, do you think that woman would be good for Dusty? My wife is on a mission to pair Dusty with somebody. And I'm like, do we know that Dusty even wants this?
Nah. Nah, man. We got full season of Dusty coming up. We got Caglione in Omaha, summertime, yes, vacation, sir. Pools, surfsides.
So I know that I'm hard. About Labor Day weekend, you'll be looking.
About Christmas.
Winter. you don't want to do it around Christmas time, brother.
Okay.
Like if you make it to Halloween, you're good until November 15th. Or not November, February 15th.
Oh, the day after.
The day after Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Yeah, just trust.
So you got a hard cutoff on August 31st or October 31st, just like Kansas does on June 30th.
And my birthday is August 7th.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a big day for the world.
Yeah, so.
Of course.
You know.
So I mean, every year these same things pop up, so maybe it's true. Maybe you're just.
August 7th. Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's a Thursday.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad.
We should all take that Friday
off. I got the 25th.
Let's do our planning party that day, actually.
Mine's a Monday. Dang it. August 25th, yeah.
Well, no,
Monday.
You can celebrate that weekend.
Yeah, you're right. I'll just do the weekend.
And then Monday, you get to have the dinner with the wife.
That's exactly
and just
right.
Chill. Mm-hmm. Saturday, you get after it. Sunday, you hang it out.
I think we're doing Beer Olympics, so.
It's May. He's already planning his birthday.
Of course.
Ours are 6 days apart, so we're doing a conjoined.
Whose are?
Me and Hannah's.
Oh, okay.
We can have a threesome. And do all of her birthdays.
Let's do it. That'd be awesome.
I'm sure she'd be interested
really
in that
threesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Hannah would love it.
You, Mac, and Hannah.
Local story breaks in Kansas City. Local radio host steals his producer's fiance and moves to Tennessee. Yeah. Randomly, it was where the producer came from.
Do you see that Sophie Cunningham story coming out of the WNBA? Sophie Cunningham plays in WNBA. That's former Missouri basketball player. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that until
this morning. She played at Mizzou. She's from Columbia, but apparently she's being accused of having an affair with the CEO of the Phoenix Mercury. There's a lawsuit out there right now. Mm. So, I mean, this is some wild stuff that's going on.
Just got an updated picture of Miss Winnie. Seems she's doing fine.
Good.
She's out in the yard.
Oh, she out in the yard?
Oh, blessing it with the old squat and pop.
All right. There you go. That'll eventually get you moving, right? Yeah. That eventually will get you moving,
that's those
right?
Storm guts, you know? You get those things out, man. All right, let's get to our Tough Tuesdays. I'll start. John Rahm. There is an issue in golf, and I think they can be easily resolved. Let the LIV and the PGA guys play, because I thought Brandel Chamblee had a very good take the other day on the Golf Channel, saying that the reason you are not seeing these LIV guys compete on Sunday or fall apart on Sunday is they're not used to the endurance and the stamina of what a four-day tournament is.
What are they doing, LIV 3?
Yeah. No, they're living free and dying hard, as that was a Bruce Willis movie sequel to Die Hard. But no, John Rahm completely blew up on Sunday.
But what do they play on the LIV Tour? Three rounds?
Three rounds. They play 54 holes.
Okay.
So they play three rounds. It's like a team competitiveness sort of sport. It's fine. But these guys have also said that they want to come back. Their contracts are coming up on LIV. Those guys are all the ones you can think of, like Rahm, Brooks, Bryson, and Bryson's, you know, been in the, you know, I brought up earlier, he's been in the top five of, you know, majors for, you know, six of the last of them. He's, you know, tied second. He's won one. He's only missed one cut. He's been around in the final days. He was there again and then kind of fell apart at the Masters, fell apart at the PGA Tour. Both days were coincidentally Sunday. Rahm, a live guy, had a chance to really make noise, was playing well, and then it just dissipated fast on Sunday. So it's tough for them to see that because they don't play the same sort of tournaments. They don't play the same length of tournaments. They don't play the same style. Then they come over here and play in these majors, and it's a different sport these days. And again, I'm not saying that they can't do it.
And they've only been gone for like 2 years.
Hey, man, miss football for 1 year and see how your career changes after coming back for 1 year.
You're absolutely right.
You take
right
time
about
out
that,
of it and it comes back to it. It's like you're still there. You still have it. But yeah, Rahm fell apart. It was tough to see because it kind of ended the competitiveness that was a major Sunday. Scottie Scheffler then just run away because Scottie Scheffler, of course, the best golfer in the world and consistently doing it on the tour because he's always in that rhythm. These guys didn't live, you know, hey. Maybe you come back over. Maybe you make the competition more. Is Scottie Scheffler the same golfer? If all these guys are consistently playing in the same tournaments, the same time, the same types of style of golf that everybody else is, we'll see. But Rahm fell apart, and DeChambeau fell apart in the Masters.
And nobody's watching that Live crap either, because I think Blues Clues had more people watching that last weekend than the Live Tour did. I saw a Google search on the ratings of the Live Tour. It's like five people are watching this thing. So if nobody's paying attention to it, then it's probably not going to be around all that long. For me, tough Tuesday, Juan Soto is having the toughest Tuesday of any Major League Baseball player.
Tough Tuesday.
Tough, really, probably season for Juan Soto. He clearly does not want to be a Met. And I think that has become very evident. You saw over the weekend, I was reading an article, but I sent it to you as well. Ooh. Somebody in New York wrote an article. The only time he was happy was talking to Boone and Aaron Judge. You know, and when they went back to Yankee Stadium, he wasn't going out until left or to right field until right before the pitcher was ready because of the tormenting that the fans were giving him, you know, at Yankee Stadium. But you signed that $765 million contract. You've got to kind of live with that. And now the stories are coming out as well where Juan Soto doesn't hustle and the manager's talking about that. So, you know, they've asked Juan Soto to hustle for the last month. He's not doing that. Man, this does not look like a good fit in New York. And that's another one to grab your popcorn for, to watch how this whole thing with Juan Soto plays out in New York, because now the media is involved. And once the media in New York gets involved, going to be a tough, tough, tough situation for Juan Soto. He made a mistake by signing with the Mets, but he took the money.
Yeah, his family wanted him to go to the Mets, apparently, and he said, okay, right. I'll listen to what my family has to say, I'll go to the Mets.
And now you've got all this damage control coming out, because clearly what Carl Ravitch was talking about on Sunday Night Baseball was given to him by members of the organization who had it with Juan Soto already. Mm. Family flies private, he's on a private jet, all that kind of stuff that came out that we heard about, and then they're denying all of it through insiders yesterday that that's not the case at all for Juan Soto. It's a mess right now.
It's been like 2 months.
If you're Juan Soto, just go full heel. Just embrace it. Just become that guy. Mac, you got a tough Tuesday?
I'd say the tush push looks like it's leaning towards getting banned.
10-yard penalty.
Gosh, man.
But now they're not even just doing the tush push. They're saying now pushing any player is going to be a penalty.
So those runs that you see that like...
Wow.
Yeah. So those runs where you see everybody get behind him and start
scrum,
pushing. That's gone.
Can't have
nice things.
That sucks.
So would you rather keep the tush push so everybody can continue to push their running back, or get rid of the tush push because nobody else can do it?
I'm keeping it.
Yeah.
You're keeping it. Keep it. Absolutely.
Figure it out. Stop it.
Yeah. What do we say about the Chiefs always winning? You don't like it, beat them.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Do something about it. Real quick on the Live ratings. Mm-hmm. On April 29th, there was a story, whatever tournament that weekend, Live Mexico averaged 110,000 viewers. The PGA averaged 1.63 million viewers. So like 10 times the amount of viewers watching the PGA Tour versus the Live Tour. They're getting destroyed. It's not sustainable. It's not sustainable.
Whoa. It never was.
No.
It was just a story that lasted a year. And then it was, the cool thing they do is they wear shorts and can listen to music. And they only play 54 holes and they get all their money up front. They don't have to play to win their money.
Right.
Yeah. So what do you do if you get a ton of money and you don't have to prove it? You probably take a little bit off.
Ask any Major League Baseball player who signs a 10-year contract and gives them all guaranteed money. That's why you don't get into those deals. And that's why general managers will tell you, you have to not only know when to pay somebody, but who to pay. You give them a 10-year deal. Will they go out there and continue to work hard to earn that money? Human nature would say, you're probably going to slack off a little bit. It's normal, right? But in professional sports, you can't afford to do that. These Live golfers got their money ahead, up front, all guaranteed. what's the incentive?